California this past week has said you can no longer cut hair inside. They're saying you can cut hair on the street, in the parking lot, on the sidewalk, but not inside the salon. Is that a slap to the, in the face to the industry? Is it coming to your city? Well, on today's show, we're going to talk about how do you navigate in uncertain times, trying to figure out what you can do and how do you navigate uncertainty, all on today's show. Salon owners are some of the most amazing people on planet Earth. The only problem is sometimes their hearts are so big and they give so much of themselves to their staff and guests that it creates unintended consequences. Our goal is to change the industry by elevating the way the rest of the world sees salons, spas, and barbershops and give it the credibility that it truly deserves. This is the Salon Owner Evo Revo Show. So there are new rules literally coming out, every single day. And it seems, you know, state by state, Doug, at least in the U.S., there are lots of things that are changing and evolving. In fact, I watched a video earlier today from one of our extended family down in Peru that showed basically salon owners wearing hazmat suits, people, you know, dusting their feet off before they come in, spraying everything down. And I was like, oh, man, like, you know, we're not out of the woods on this thing yet. There's still a lot of changes. The rules keep seem to keep changing. Right. Doug, what are your thoughts on this? How do you as a salon owner look at this? Like, is it, you know, like how do we look at this and navigate to the other side?
Yeah, well, I think one, even though the been through this before is relatively recent, is we have been through some of this before. So, I mean, we learned some lessons from what we just went through. And at least right now, we are still open. We are still able to do some things, which is good. But I think, you know, how do we navigate it? I think the best thing is to get good information. I think the worst thing you can do is get caught up in rumors, especially from social media. I know when the first one, and that was part of the problem, is people get all kinds of disinformation or misinformation.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the things that we did, and what we did in our group, I think very well, was get good information and get it out to our group as soon as possible so they can make decisions based on real facts. And some of it's going to be state by state. I think that was one of the other assumptions people made the first time was what was going on in one state was what was going to go on in another state. So I think finding where's the place to get the best information from for your state, for what you're doing, and then have a game plan. I think you have a game plan and communication with your staff. I think that's huge because, they're more susceptible to the rumors.
Right. This is a huge point. We said this over and over again during all of the COVID shenanigans, which obviously we're still in. But we said this over and over again. Communication with your staff is the most important thing you can do because you got to remember that for every one conversation you're having with your staff about COVID, they're having 50 other conversations about COVID outside of the salon environment, meaning their friends are saying, oh, can you even work in that salon? Is it safe for you to be there? Is it like, just remember, you know, there's this giant rumor mill out there, by the way, called social media, but there's this giant rumor mill out there that's just going to town and it's working on people's brains. And I think the most important thing you can do is protect the mindset of your staff and make sure that the right information is there. Because what you don't want to do is you don't want the main source of information coming into your salon coming from the outside. Now, by the way, that's true outside of pandemic times as well, right? Is that you don't want, you know, outside people giving your team information about, oh, did you hear this salon can do this? Oh, did you hear that this salon pays this much? Oh, did you hear that this, like, you don't want that type of information. So what you really have got to work on inside your own salon to make this productive for you guys on listening to today's podcast is how do you keep the communication flowing from you to your staff versus your staff coming to you with 1,000 questions about things that they've heard on the street, right? Like, what are some of those things? Now, I said up front that California is doing some very interesting things out here, and that may or may not come to you. I mean, I would say until you hear it's coming that way, you know, or coming towards you, unless you are in California right now. By the way, do me a favor, if you're listening to the podcast or watching us live right now, type in what state you're in. Type in what province you're in. If you're in another country, type that in. I'd like to know because, you know, you got to pay attention. Doug, you had a great point. How do you pay attention to the laws and regulations in your area? And we've talked about this before. in order to play the game, and by the way, business is a game. We just talked about this at our destination training that we just did, Doug, our digital one that we did in, quote, Boston, right? We did our digital training in Boston. And we said that it's a game. And in order to figure out the game of business, you got to figure out what are the rules, who are the players, how do you win, how do you score points, how do you play by the local laws and regulations, and how do you then win? Right? Like, how do you then take that on and say, okay, if I can only do parking lot haircuts, how do I win at that game? Because the other option is what? You just fight it? You argue with the refs the whole game? Like, let me just ask you, in what sporting event can you argue with the ref for the entire game and then win?
Probably not going to work out well for you.
Sooner or later, you got to get back to playing the damn game, right?
Yeah, and you know, talking about, you know, communicating to your staff, understanding the rules. Don't think that you have to have all the answers. They just need to know that you're trying to find the right answers. So don't especially make up stuff or pretend like you know something that you don't. Let them know that I'm working on this. I'm getting, this is my best understanding at this point, and this is how we're going to play the game. This is how we're moving forward. So they know. So you got to get them to know what your rules are inside your environment. How are we playing this game with the rules that we know? To your point, I mean, you could probably get on the news. You probably could cause some, you know, some ruffle around town if you fought it all the way. But I don't think that's productive from a bottom line. I don't think it's productive for your staff. Right. The only thing is to figure out how do we play the game as best we can and how to win. If we have to do hair outside, then how do we do it better than anybody else does it? How do we make that experience the best it can be for the client?
I think
you can't control what happens. You control how you respond to it.
Shout out to Mandy and Ashley from the High Performance Salon Academy. I know they did a whole curbside cuts. It was Mandy and Ashley, right? That's who did curbside. They did their first week open. They did curbside cuts, and they said, if you just want to come and get a trim, we'll do it in the parking lot. I do remember her specifically saying, I would never do that again. It was good for PR, but I didn't want to run my business there. So, Mandy, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments. By the way, I just want to give a shout out. Jennifer Evans in Kansas, Kyle in Washington State, Catherine, Mississippi, Crystal in Texas. So we got a pretty good representation of lots of the country. By the way, type in what state you're on live with us from. But I think, you know, to the point, like all you can do is demo it. All you can do is say, how do I want to play this game? Do I want to switch to, you know, like people have said, well, our salon only specializes in color. Well, then decide if you're going to be closed and let that play out until you can safely reopen, if that's the case, if you're in California, or decide if you want to pivot your message. And by the way, I'm going to say this. This is going to sound super harsh. Doug, you always are good at calming down my harshness, but I'm going to be harsh for a second, okay? If you didn't learn that anything can change at a moment's notice and you better have a plan frickin' B through the first round of pandemic, get the lesson now, right? Is that you better have a plan B to figure out what's going on. If you're like, oh, well, we didn't set up our e-commerce for the first round because I just, you know, it was just too hard, or we didn't set up curbside pickup, or we didn't switch to touchless anything, or we didn't communicate with our clients. Look, in life, you don't always get a second chance. Guess what? You got a second chance to make some of this stuff happen. So if you're in a state right now that has kind of reopened for the most part, like Doug, you're in Florida, you guys have reopened. And so far, like, you know, all these, I'm going to say quote numbers because I'm not going to talk politically about what's happening with numbers. But what I will say is you guys are in an open state and people are saying, oh, the numbers are getting higher. So you might have to close down again. But you've been through this before, right? So what things do you think people should be setting up right now if they are open in case, heaven forbid, that they get shut down again? What sort of things would you be putting in place, Doug, if you were a salon like that has a possibility of being closed temporarily again?
Yeah, so I'd take my best practices from e-commerce and curbside and make sure I've got that plan locked down, make sure my staff knows. Yeah. The first time, we were just winging it. We're like, hey, let's do this, let's do that. But now that we know what worked, what didn't work, what was the better process. So have that in place. And you've got to have some capital put back. Right now would be the time that if you don't have some capital put back, to start putting some capital back because you don't want to necessarily wait for what the government is or isn't going to do. They're doing something else by the end of the month, but who knows what that's going to be. But just make sure that I've got some capital saved up, and then just let my team know, as things come out, these are possibilities. I just think more communication, more their comfort level is going to be better if you can take some of the uncertainty out of it for them. You know, so what is, if this happens, what is our plan? If this happens, what is our plan? So at least they've got a level. I mean, just like right now, and we've got policies on, you know, if you've been around someone that tested positive, or if you're running a fever, you know, we've got all of our policies around those things right now. It would be really nice if the test results would come back faster. That would be helpful. But right now, that's not necessarily the case. It's taken anywhere from, you know, 3 days to a week. But you got to have your policies in place for whatever could happen. So I think that thing now, while you've got some, because before we didn't, you know, before we kind of got blindsided, didn't have the gift.
Oh, it was a surprise. Yeah.
Right now, I think you've got some time. Sit down with your leadership team. Hopefully you've got a leadership team. Sit down with your leadership team and start to sketch out some things. That's one of the things, you know, we always talk about in our group, is to have a leadership team, because it's super helpful to get those other minds that are looking at it from a different perspective and bring all that brain power. You know, we call it groupthink. Bring that together to come up with a plan that works from all sides. Because sometimes as an owner, you can get in your own head and kind of get in freak out mode, which then all you do is transfer freak out mode.
You transfer your panic to everybody else, and then your panic becomes their panic, and it travels downhill. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break, literally 45 seconds. You can hang in, I promise. When we come back, we're going to talk about what are some of the best practices and policies. We want to hear from you, so get ready. Type them into the chat. What are some best practices you've put in place while your salon was closed that you're excited about, that you're ready to rock on? But I'm going to show this quick spot for a brand new membership level we have inside the Academy, and then we'll be right back in 45 seconds. Hang tight. Now, if that wasn't the under-promise and over-deliver, that was 40 seconds long. 40 seconds long. And if you're listening on just the podcast, you didn't even get any break. You were good to go. You're just back. You're ready to rock. Just real quick, as a heads up, you know, some of you guys that saw that whole piece, now we now have a brand new level. It used to be that you had to pay thousands of dollars to become a member of the High Performance Salon Academy. And like what Doug talked about, like what Doug was talking about is, you know, for our High Performance Salon Academy, it's where we get the group think. It's where some of the best ideas come from. It's where salon owners get together and share brilliant ideas about what they can do to help serve each other and support each other. And it used to be, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month was the only way to get access to some of those tools and resources. Now we have a new what's called the Accelerator level, which for literally only $99 a month, you can become a member of the High Performance Salon Academy and check out some of the cool stuff that we're doing and really help you continue to grow your salon. So if you want to find out about how to become a member of the High Performance Salon Academy at a very basic level or at a bigger level, do me a favor and comment below with the word member, and I will personally shoot you a message, say what's up, and give you some of the information. I'd love to find out if that is appropriate for any of you. In the meantime, back to the podcast. Doug, we're going to talk about some of the systems that we put in place. You talked about leadership team and making sure that you, when you're talking to people, that they're not hung up in a situation that they're going, I'm just blindsided. I just don't know what to do. So we talked about a couple of things. We talked about curbside pickup. That's a really big deal. E-commerce was another really big thing. By the way, if you have not done the homework and started looking into Shopify or WooCommerce or talking to any of your POS system to see what sort of commerce options they have that you can set up, this is a really big deal. Guys, do me a favor and comment. What are some other systems that you've put in place during COVID? Maybe it was you started doing barcodes. Like, I know this is barcodes. I just said barcodes. QR codes. Barcodes is on my brain. Where am I brain? QR codes. There's a really cool tool, and I'll see if I can drop the link in the chat. But if you just search, you know, create QR codes. I know that Canva allows you to do them, courtesy of Lindsay Lowe, by the way. Shout out to Lindsay Lowe. I didn't realize Canva could do QR codes. And I use one called QR Monkey, I think it's called. Just Google QR codes and QR Monkey, you'll find it. But the idea is that you can literally create touchless experiences. So again, if restrictions do get tighter, being able to have QR codes for people to walk over and explore retail by watching a video. And how cool would it be if you had your entire team shoot a video, or, you know, one person on your team who's really good at shooting video, shoot a video about some of the products that are on the shelf, explaining what's going on. That would be good no matter what time it is, right? Have them walk over, and as they're browsing retail, instead of picking it up and just smelling it as the only option, what if they were able to just take their phone, go over a QR code that said, watch for more info, and then they watch a 1-minute short video about what is amazing about that that product by some of your staff and stylist or team or anybody else that says, here's what's going on. Or if they want to learn more about, you know, getting their nails done or getting a massage or any of those other things that potentially is there. What a great way to do that. So I'm going to be shooting a video later this week on how to create QR codes and how to use them inside the salon. So keep an eye out for that. Track down all of our stuff. Make sure you subscribe to get all the latest updates on that. Doug, what are some other things that you've done? And again, guys, type in the chat. What are some things that you've created that are new improvements, enhancements during COVID that you'll keep with you going further faster? Doug, what are some other systems people need to have in place?
Well, yeah, I think the video consultation with clients is a solid one to have. Because, I mean, one, it saves time in the salon, saves time in person. And then, you know, you're doing the correct service when they come in. For new clients, or if you're shut down for a period of time before even existing clients come back, find out what they've been doing, what they haven't been doing. So that works really well. Yeah, I think the other thing, like with the leadership team, is keeping the energy in the salon up.
Right.
So you're controlling, you want to make sure the conversations that are being had, you know, if you've got a good relationship with your leadership team, them listening to conversation, make sure they're helping direct the conversation so we're not getting into the doom and gloom and why the world's going to end. Because you still want to, as much as you can't control some of the physical things, you can still control the experience. So, right. You know, we really try to up the game on the experience side, which is, you know, one reason we still do as the full service. While we still can do a full service, we do the full service blowout, the whole nine yards. We want the experience to stay the same. And you understand what your mask policy actually is, you know, cloth mask, disposable mask. And if a staff's using cloth mask, are they cleaning them regular? You know, are they taking breaks outside to take the mask off? Because there's a lot of health issues that happen. Yeah. If people are wearing a cloth mask day in, day out, and they're not cleaning it, then that causes a whole nother. There's people been catching Legionnaire's disease from not cleaning their mask. It's actually, I remember where I heard it, but it was a doctor, his wife was in the hospital, and he said, could you run more tests? And because they were treating it as COVID, and it took him a while to convince them, no, it's COVID, we'll have to test back, but we know it's COVID. And he finally got him to run the test. It was Legionnaire's disease. If they had not found out and had continued to treat her for Legionnaire's disease, she would have died. Just to be aware.
Well, and so that's the point, right? Is like, what are the, I think this is a really, really clutch thing that you're saying here, Doug, is like, what are the modifications and policies that you've already put in place? Like, are you making sure that your staff, who, by the way, very rarely will take a break, especially when they're slammed, right? Like, you know, as stylists, that you guys run around like chickens with your head cut off. I totally know. You go back and forth from one client to the next and slightly running behind. Like, that stuff happens. So did you put a policy in place that says, are you taking regular breaks? They said one of the best things you can do to prevent yourself from getting any of this is make sure you go outside. I saw an article that was been shared all over the place. I know it was on behindthechair.com and a few other resources that I saw out there. But they ran an article. And I think I saw it from Sherry Doss over at Redken shared this article too. Is there was two stylists that actually had COVID and saw over 150 guests each and did not pass COVID to them because of the policies and procedures around them wearing a mask and their safety standards. I think that story is such a testament to the high rigorous safety standards that exist inside salons when followed appropriately, is that even though they found out later that they were infected, they did not infect any of their guests because of the safety standards inside the salon. And I just want to say this, and I don't know why I'm in such a mood today, Doug, but I'm just going to call out, if you're watching this podcast you're listening to the podcast, you're watching the show, you're trying to figure it out, and you in your salon are slipping on your standards, guys, it's time to really be serious about your standards. It's time to say, like, this is something to be really tuned into and just make sure, instead of being, you know, in a gray area, lead the charge with standards so that you can make sure that your guests feel good. And Doug, you said this really well earlier. You've said it before. Make sure the experience is world class, right? Is make sure they're still getting an outstanding experience no matter what, even if you are, you know, wearing masks and, you know, face shields and all these other things, make sure that the quality of experience is still super, super high. Any other tips you want to give Doug on that about how to keep the experience high amidst all these new standards they have to deal with?
Well, I think controlling the mood level, as I said, conversations are so important. Make sure from your front desk that it's upbeat, it's positive. I think those are important. But I think, same said a while ago, I'd like to hit on, if we want to keep our salons open, everything, everybody needs to be following the standards. When you're there, it just, it is what it is. You can have personal thoughts about it one way or the other. I know it's uncomfortable. I know all those things, but I do know of salons and barbershops that aren't, and that's what's going to lead. That's what's going to cause things to get shut down, is if, you know, people go in, there's pictures posted, all this stuff, and people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. It only takes a few. So
a couple salons saying, screw it, they'll shut everybody down.
Right. So you know, just suck it up and do what you need to do. As I said, it's new rules. It's a new game. But it also does
follow the rules, win the game.
And you can still provide a great service. So instead of fussing and complaining about the regulations and the rules, say, okay, that is what it is. I'm going to operate in a way that I'm not going to get shut down. And now then, how do I elevate the experience in this environment? Because otherwise you waste a lot of, you know, we talk about mental real estate all the time. You waste a ton of mental real estate pushing against something that you cannot change and ignoring the thing you can change.
I go back to what I said up front. It's like arguing with the refs the entire game and wondering why you didn't win. Right. Is you can either fight the rules or deal with the rules. I'm not just saying, you know, roll over and take it. But the idea is that the people who are letting you play the game have a new set of rules, follow the rules. Melissa in here in the comments, by the way, thanks, Melissa, for sharing what she shared. I don't know how to say this, but you posted it in here. She said they invested in a Synexis, I think it's what it's called, biofence system. That's a dry hydrogen peroxide process that treats all the area, the air, everything all at the same time. That's awesome. It's a really cool improvement to be able to say, look, we went above and beyond and took some extra precaution to make our guests and clients feel extra safe, right? Just making sure that's there. Allie said they refreshed their entire team for staying safe, and our clients are super happy with the decision. So I think that's a really big deal, Doug, is just making sure you follow the standards, get accomplished what you need to get accomplished, stay open, stay in really good communication with all these people. And if we follow the standards that have been given, we can stay open longer. When people fight, and I think this is really what you want to do, right, is you can fight it, and you might be able to get some press out of the fight, right, courtesy of a salon owner in Texas who fought the machine and got some PR. Or you can stay open. And frankly, I'm going to say, you know, as we figure this out, that the more you can stay open, the more money you can make. This is a good day. I just want to make sure that as you guys are going forward, that you guys stay open. That's the goal. I want you to stay open. I want you to stay healthy. I want you to stay strong. And I want your business to make it to the other side and be even better. Because I'll just tell you, I've had so many calls from people who say, you know what? It just wasn't worth it. We're closing the salon. We're done. We're out. And that's that throw in the towel moment. And I just think that the more people we can help, Doug, that don't throw in the towel and say, I'm ready for something different. I need to make a change and I'm ready. That's what we want to help people do every single day. Because it breaks my heart when somebody had a dream for a business and they were pumped about it. And then something gets in their way. They get smacked in the face by something unexpected and it makes them throw in the towel.
Yeah, and most of the time because they don't know how to change and accept where they are. It's like, so you know what you got to operate in, but that doesn't mean that you give up and you just give into all that. You can still work behind the scenes. You can work with groups. You can work to protect things and change things. But when the rules are, the rules are. The thing is, I mean, I think it's like being, you know, whether you're part of our group or whether you're part of some group, get connected with people that have a winning attitude. I don't care how they change. We're going to win because there's like, not everybody can be up every day. You need support of other people's shoulders to stand on. So I would just highly suggest you get connected to somebody, some group of people, and not a group of people that want to complain or.
Check yourself, right? Is your group complaining or is your group succeeding? And if you're in a group of complainers, it's time to find yourself a new group. It doesn't have to be ours by any means, but find a group that is positive, shares information with each other, is super giving, has been pumping you with information and keeping your head on straight. I just can't emphasize that enough. You guys, today has been how do you navigate through uncertain times? How do you deal with things as they are ever changing? And I hope today was valuable. If it has, do me a favor and say valuable in the comment sections because I want to make sure that you guys have been there. Thanks everybody who was on with us live and everybody who watched on the recording separately. Do me a favor and give us a rating. Man, if you enjoyed today's show and you were like, dude, today's show was fire, do me a favor. Yes, comment fire. Yes, go comment on it and leave us a review because every time you leave a review, you help us to communicate with even more salon owners just like you to help them navigate through uncertain times. Thank you guys so much for being on today. Doug, as always, man, pleasure. Thanks for listening to the Evo Revo podcast. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, and you can always get more information, including show notes and the video episodes at evorevopodcast.com.